Teza, back to back to back hundreds for you. Tell us about this form that you're having leading into the World Cup.
Yeah, I don't actually have words. I don't know if people call it form. I'm just thankful that I am getting the hundreds, and like I said, hopefully I can do that, you know, in the World Cup.
Laura also came through today. How important is it to have the captain firing also for the team's confidence along yourself?
Yeah, not just for the team, I think for herself as well as an opening batsman and, like you said, as a captain. So, yeah, I was very, very happy for her. I said to her, no matter what, you need to work for that 100 today. I think after she even just got her 50, I could see in her face a bit of relief. So, yeah, I'm very, very proud of her.
In this series so far, we've chased and we've also defended. Which one is more comfortable as a strategy at the World Cup?
I'm not 100% sure because it rained a bit in the second innings. I think that also plays a bit of a part. So I don't know. If we want to go on heat, I would say maybe batting first.
And then series victory is secured now. What are you looking forward to working on in that third match as a team?
Well, maybe going more. Maybe going for 330, 340. Maybe just pushing the boundaries a bit more.
Some stuff. Obviously for you, Taz, the second highest score for South African Proteas women. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times we stand here and it feels like I'm still dreaming. I'm tired, but I actually feel like I didn't really do much. I think it's just the adrenaline that's pumping, but yeah, I think that's very special for me.
Awesome stuff. You also have an incredible conversion rate. You've got 600s in and 250s. So every time you've passed a 50, you've converted it six times. What is key for you in converting these 50s into 100?
I'm very thankful that I do not look at stats in that sense. I'm glad we have Lita, media manager, yeah, that he does that for us. I don't know, I just try and get the team in good positions, and sometimes by getting those hundreds, you know, you end up getting the team in a good position. So to be honest with you, I don't really look at that too much.
And just talking about your strike rate, today you were striking considerably high throughout the whole innings. Is that something that you were intentional about, or was it the conditions out there?
I think conditions definitely played a part, but we did, you know, after the first innings, although I think the wicket was a bit difficult there, but I wanted to get my strike rate up, and I think coming back after the rain, you know, with wickets in hand and only having five overs, I think that definitely helped me to get my strike rate up even more.
And just lastly, obviously, many positives, but if you look on the other side, perhaps in the field, there were a few chances that were let go there. What do you think we'll need to do between now and Monday's game to ensure that we clean that up a bit?
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why there's a phrase called catches win matches. I think our fielding definitely needs to up. I think just more based on catching. I don't want to say that we need to do more because we are actually putting a lot of work in when it comes to fielding. We fielding very like high intensity and stuff. I just think we maybe just need to be a bit more calmer and maybe just own our space a bit better to make sure that we take those catches in key moments.